Comedian Carlos Mencia says he knew he wanted to be a comedian the first time he stepped on stage. He says he experienced an epiphany, clarity, everything, after his friends encouraged him to try stand-up while attending college in Los Angeles. That was more than two decades ago. Since that time, the Honduran-born comedian has performed around the world, hosted his own show, and appeared in a couple of films. On Sunday, Mencia will be performing not one, but two shows at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville. When I spoke to the comedian on the phone last week, I asked him if, during his career, he has purposefully changed his comedy.
I don't know that it's, on purpose as much as everyone evolves. You know, when you're young, you have coping mechanisms, so to speak, for your lack of knowledge. You scream a lot. You have a lot of opinions. You know what I mean? A lot of them are based on a little bit of fact as opposed to a lot of fact. A lot of it is book stuff. You know, I mean, you can read about people in Africa and how they are, and that's where you're at when you're young. And then one day you actually go to Africa, and then, you know, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Not like the book. This is what it's like. So, you know, with age, of course.
Of course.
Comes, you know, a different perspective. It's a more honest perspective.
Now, you have the perspective of coming from a different country. You were born in Honduras before you moved to the United States. And something I've always wondered is, when you have, say, a Hispanic background, as you do, and you're a comedian, a lot of times your comedy revolves around what you know. So you share, say, something about the culture, the way your mom raised you, or maybe even working Spanish into your jokes. Do you ever feel the pressure, either from yourself or from people behind the scenes, to edit your material in such a way that it appeals to a large group of people? Because I think the argument could be made that, oh, well, you're only appealing to, say, those that speak Spanish because of this joke is in Spanish. Or does there just come a point where you're like, who cares? This is who I am. Deal with it.
I don't do any jokes in Spanish. If I throw in a Spanish word, it's a very obvious word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's funny how when I first started, I would call places like Middle America to get myself booked, and they would say that, like, we don't have any Hispanics here. And my reaction was perplexion, because my show's in English. I'm an American. I don't understand why you're saying that, you know. But those times have changed. That was 20 something years ago. So I think now it's perception. I think now it's more like, oh, that guy from California, he's just going to make fun of rednecks, or, you know, vice versa. You know, oh, the redneck, he's not going to do. I mean, it's all perception. America is a very, very, very small place now, with the internet and the advent of all of our ability to communicate and to travel. It's gotten so, so small.
So you've got a bunch of tour dates lined up through the next couple of months across the country, and that'll keep you plenty busy. But do you have any other projects that you're working on, or anything else that you'd like to?
Yeah, right now I have so much on my plate. A couple movie projects, a couple TV show projects, a bunch of small vignette internet stuff. Aside from the touring, you know, I'm doing something really, really special the night that I'm performing there. I'm actually recording the show live into a bay of flash drives. So by the time the show is over and people are walking out, they can actually purchase a copy of the show that they just were at.
That's very cool. How did you come up with this idea?
I've been doing that for a while. I mean, before, you couldn't get a copy there. You had to purchase it, and then I'd mail you. Way back in the day, it was cassettes, and then it was CDs, and now you can just record on directly onto a flash drive.
That's a pretty cool idea. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, nobody, I don't think anybody's ever done that before.
Well, it's the first I've heard of it, so.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Do you enjoy having your plate full and staying busy?
Yeah, that's the best, man, because when it's not, all I can, you know, my mind just gets me in trouble. I think too much. I process too much information. It never stops. It is always really good to have something to focus on, for me personally.
And finally, why would you tell people to come out to the show on March 11th? Why do you think they'll have a good time?
Oh, because there is no live performer that you can see that does anything like I do. I you know what? I have the ability, for some reason, to say things that the majority of people are thinking, but don't want to say or don't get to it or whatever.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think you're okay saying what a lot of people maybe aren't?
I don't know.
Just a gift.
I think it's because when I was a kid, I came from a country, you know, to America from somewhere else, where when I heard about freedom of speech and, you know, I've gone to Iraq to perform for the troops. I've gone to Afghanistan to perform for the troops. And I think that what it is I really believe in the America that, you know, is told to us, not this idea of America, but the actual America. And for some reason, I don't feel like I'm, I know I grew up in Los Angeles, East LA specifically, but when I go to Arkansas, I don't feel like, ooh, I'm going to Arkansas. I just feel like I'm going to another part of America. I don't feel like those people are different than me. I don't feel like, man, what kind of jokes am I going to do in front of the rednecks? I just don't look at it like that. I look at it like we all have the same issues. You know what I mean? Whether you're on the right, on the left, north, south, east coast, west coast, whatever, it doesn't matter. Wherever I go, people say the same thing. I don't want to pay too much taxes. I want to live in a safe neighborhood. I want my kids to have a decent education. I want government to work. You know, I want to have a safety net if something bad happens. I want my Social Security. You know, everybody wants the same things. It's not like this enigma of these people wanting this thing and that, those people wanting those things. It doesn't work that way. And so I draw to what are our commonalities, which makes it really comfortable for me. And the fact that I don't care, I think if it's funny, I'll talk about it. And I end up connecting really well. And people end up connecting with me in unbelievable ways. I mean, I remember I was at a luau in Hawaii. And this kid came up to me, said, "Is it okay if me and my grandma take a picture with you?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And when they came, I said to the kid, I said, "That's cool that you introduced your grandma to my comedy." And the kid was like, no, my grandmother's a fan. I just discovered you through grandma." And she was like 85. And I was like, "What? Are you serious?" And then she started quoting my stuff. I was like, "Oh, my God, that is so awesome." But I get that all the time. I mean, I'll get, you know, a grandfather, the father and the son all coming to see the same show. You know. It doesn't matter whether it's Birmingham, Alabama, or whether it's Chicago or New York or L.A. or Des Moines, Iowa, or, you know, Cedar Rapids. I just have this feeling of connection, and everybody in the audience gets it. It's an amazing, connective show. It really is.
Carlos Mencia will perform at the York Bowl on Dixon Street in Fayetteville Sunday night. The 7:30 performance has sold out, but a second show has been added at 10 o'clock. Admission is $25 for the public or $20 for students. More information is available at uark.bowl.com.